T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back, and we'll get back to the phones coming up in just 1 second. Phil's return to action tonight. We'll talk about that as they're in Chicago. 3 against the Cubs, and then 4 against Washington and this weekend. All the remaining 10 games are on the road, and the Brewers and the Padres, who they're competing for the wild card spots with, all their remaining games are at home, Ike Reese. So...
yeah, I mean, Phillies just go take care of business and let's get in the playoffs.
Win 2 or 3 in Chicago, win 3 yeah. or 4 against Washington, and you're most likely in the playoffs.
Yep.
But
and I don't even know. I mean, listen, you certainly don't want to back your way into the playoffs, but Milwaukee doesn't look like they are trying to get in the playoffs.
Nope, game and a half up on Milwaukee, game and a half back from the Padres, so the Phillies are in the third spot ahead of Milwaukee.
Game and a half now with Milwaukee?
Yep.
Well, it's 2.5 with the tiebreaker.
That's the way I'm looking at it. Yep. Yes.
Milwaukee has 2 home against St. Louis, 4 home against Miami, 3 home against Arizona.
So they're playing at home.
And they're playing bad teams the last 2 series, last 7 games. So Phillies got to win some games now.
Yep.
So we'll see. All right. And where was this, Jack? Was this a podcast?
Oh,
or?
No. This is with our pal Rich Eisen.
Philadelphia, huh?
So this is Rich Eisen's show.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin, he's talking about the Eagles. He sounds like that he's number 88 of Philadelphia Eagles talking about Jalen Hurts. Listen.
This quote, this saying that I heard Jalen Hurts said, I get chills thinking about it. He said, I said to all my playmakers, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't get how great that is. Oh, snap. All of my playmakers. We can't just receive what's going on in the game. We going to set the tone every Sunday out here. And then they put that damn tape on every time one of them make a play. I saw Devontae Smith jumping up, taking balls down like he was the 6'5 Arthur Juan Brown. I said, oh, God, this is ugly. This is ugly. What is going on? This is, and that quote, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Something like that on top of them capes. Boy, I'm sorry. Somebody better do something about what I'm seeing.
There you go.
Well, you'll get your chance in,
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a big one. Dak should be back. For that one. But big win last night for the Cowboys just because 2-1 and, you know, you fall to 1-2, it would have been good because it's like, all right, the Eagles got a couple games on them. But 2-1 without Dak right now, I'd say is pretty good considering they lost their starting quarterback and they won 2 games without him. So there you go. And the Giants, I mean, Giants looked good last night too, but, you know, like they play hard and, you know, they're scrappy and everything else. So
now the Giants could have very easily won that game last night and been 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is it's the NFC East, and they've either played each other or they've beaten up on other inferior opponents. I mean, the whole division, other than the Cowboys, because they were division winners, they've had to play Tampa and Cincinnati. The opponents haven't been that great for the NFC East, so you don't know if how good the teams are versus – you're just playing other divisions, bad teams right now, including your own division. I mean, that eventually that will be the storyline. Like the NFL, needs its storylines every year, and they can't milk Brady and Aaron Rodgers right now. They can't milk that anymore. And Dak is out for the Cowboys, so they need new storylines to be able to drive content. And the Eagles are a great storyline, along with a huge rabid fan base that we hang on to everything that's said about our football team.
Yep.
And so you think about that. They could easily be talking about the Dolphins, and they're trying to. It just can't gain enough traction because in Miami, nobody cares.
Right.
And it's Tua. I mean, but that's been more impressive.
They've had a more than I mean, look,
it's
look
been
at their
way
wins,
more
yeah.
impressive. It's yeah. not even close. The guy threw 6 touchdowns in a game.
New England, the right. comeback on the road against the Ravens, and then what they did
it's
against
easy.
The Bills.
Undefeated. Yeah, they just beat Buffalo. It's not even close.
Yep. No, you're right.
It's not even close. If I'm just being real about the situation.
Sure. No, absolutely.
I'm being real. But, you know, Michael Irvin, he has to do his Michael Irvin thing there and do the over-the-top thing about the Eagles. I'm not buying into that. That doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy.
No?
I don't know. I don't need to hear ex-Cowboys gloating about the Eagles and how great they are because I don't buy that it's genuine. He wants his Cowboys to win. Do you doubt that?
No.
So don't begin to think Michael Irvin is an Eagles fan.
No, he doesn't want to retire as an Eagle.
No, he wants his Cowboys to win.
That's what Jack was thinking. He wanted to sign a one-day contract, retire.
Yeah, come on home, Michael. Come on home.
He's over the top with it right now. He's way over the top.
Well, he's perfect with Stephen A. Smith.
And he's going over the top, too, because he's starting the Cooper Rush bandwagon as well.
I did see that video of him coming out the sauna.
He said, in Rush we trust.
So hey, see how they do you, Dak? Yeah, see how they do you, Dak?
Watch how they change sides. Are we holding Michael Irvin accountable? I mean, we need to talk to Sean and RJ down at 105.3 The Fan or whatever?
Well, I mean, why don't we – I mean, Michael Irvin's an Odyssey insider.
Start holding him accountable.
I mean, we can hold him accountable on the air.
God, so he'll much accountability.
He'll come on and he'll just gush about the Eagles and say how great they are.
Hey, I'm just saying I'm not buying it to make me feel good that Michael Irvin likes the Eagles. Like,
doesn't make you feel
better.
It
doesn't make me feel anything. No.
No. Okay,
it's Michael Irvin.
Well, he's been doing this for a long time. He's been doing this with the Eagles for a long time when they're good.
I'm just saying, when the Eagles play the Cowboys, you think he's going to be yelling about how great the Eagles are and the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys? No, he's going to be a Cowboy.
I hope so, but probably not. You're right. Probably not.
Yeah, we don't need to look for approval from Michael Irvin.
Okay, all right.
Come on, man.
Let's go to the phones.
I'd rather have him on the other side talking trash, or we can argue with him.
So what's
I don't need Michael Irvin telling me how great the Eagles are.
What's Skip doing, right? Skip, like, scared of the Eagles? Is he doing the reverse psychology
he's a Cowboy fan too.
I know, but is he giving the Eagles a lot of props and being like, oh my God, the Eagles are really good, or is he
worried about his Cowboys? Dave was happy the Cowboys won last night.
I bet he was. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ed's calling from Mount Airy. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
How are you doing, Ed?
What's
Victory!
Up, man?
Happy Tuesday.
Ooh, boy.
Victory
like
Tuesday with Ed.
I appreciate that.
Hey, buddy.
Let me just ask you this question about Jalen. Do you think, or would you think, that he's a second coming or a prototype of either Vic, Randall, or McNabb? That's my question.
So who's his game and who is he closer to of those three former Eagle quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ike was comparing him to Donovan.
I would say Donovan.
Yeah.
You're asking me, yeah.
Yeah, because Randall was, you know, it's a long time ago, but Randall was just like biggest arm, most athletic. Like we hadn't seen something like that before. And Mike was, I mean, Mike was an athletic freak as well. So, yeah, I guess Donovan's the correct answer, right? Let's go to Louie. Louie in Philly. Louie!
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, I appreciate you holding Mad Mike accountable, man. Because sometimes it just seems like he falls in and out of character too often, but
yeah.
I just leave that there.
Yeah, yep.
But with Dougie P coming back to town, like I was telling Jack, and I know I'm probably in the minority here, but I got a little bit of love for Dougie P. He's got ties to the organization. He was McNabb's backup his rookie year. He came in, got us our first Super Bowl as the head coach. And he was in the room that helped us draft Jalen Hurts. Am I right?
Yep.
Yep.
So, I mean, in a roundabout way, Dougie P could be with all this hype we bringing up, he could be connected to the Eagles' first two Super Bowls. What you think about that?
How about that?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think you're in the minority, Louie, with the way you're feeling about Dougie P. Doug, it's pretty much universally love here in the city, not just at the station. You know, I think you can feel that it may have been time to move on in a new direction, best for Doug as well as the organization, and still have the utmost appreciation for what Doug Peterson did for the city. And I'm telling you, I know the organization still appreciates everything he did in this city. I mean, you can't find a person in this city to say anything bad about Doug Peterson.
No.
Like, and it's one thing to not necessarily agree with everything the guy did or what have you, but to not have love for him or dislike him, I just don't see that with Doug Peterson. Doug, to me, is a lot like Nick Foles in a sense of they can do no wrong.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I think everybody realized that it was probably time to move on for all the parties involved. And like he won a Super Bowl, he went to the playoffs, he was successful here, and he'll come back and we'll love him. But we also want him to lose. And
that's not going to change. Yeah, right. Nobody's saying we want Doug to win Sunday. Like, nobody's saying that.
No. All right, back to the phones in a second. But listen, if you still have that summer weight, right, and you're trying to lose it, listen, holidays are coming up, right? And then when it gets colder out, you're wearing bigger clothes. So instead of like packing the weight on, how about resetting your metabolism with NJ Diet? Because NJ Diet uses technology that consists of hair and saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program just for you. They contractually guarantee that you'll shed 30 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's right, contractually guarantee. 30 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep the weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way. You will get the doctor's personal email and phone number. That's right. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. And locations, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or from anywhere, home with live online video consultations. Call them today, NJ Diet, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. And lose the weight for good, NJDiet.com. Damon in East Nara tonight is our Commanders fan, formerly the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Damon, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I am well. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, man.
What's up, Damon?
What's up? So I first want to touch on that. First off, so many idiot mics calling into the station today. Like, if I got to hear one more mic say some ridiculous take, it's done. But
still an hour plus minutes left on the show, Damon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But regarding the game, I just want to call out some fouls on, for one, Nick Sirianni. Like, the fact that he showed up to the jersey. Well, first of all, Ike, would you wear another man's jersey to a game?
No.
Okay. First flag. Second flag, how are we going to allow Devontae Smith to just flagrant, didn't even catch the balls, and we're just going to keep moving? I thought that was ridiculous. Carson Wentz didn't look too good, and I think that Mad Mike should become a Commanders fan because our front office sucks. That's about all I got right now.
You want Mad Mike to go down there and get on the Commander's front office.
Yeah, our front office sucks. Yeah,
so you didn't want Ron Rivera wearing a John Riggins jersey in the stadium on Sunday, Damon?
Listen, he's going to be wearing the DeMarco Murray jersey next week.
Stop that. So in all honesty, as a Commander fan that lives here in the Delaware Valley, what do you think of the Eagles right now?
All right.
You're impressed right now, with him. Admit, you're impressed with him.
I'm not. You have the best quarterback in the division right now. However, it's. I called out Slay, said he was going to keep up with McLaren. He kept up, but I do want to note that he went out for cramps like in the first quarter. I'm just saying.
I don't know if it was back injury.
Yeah, he hurt his back.
Cramps. I don't know if it was cramps.
It was cramps.
It's back spasms, man. He's having back spasms.
No, Devontae Smith was having back spasms after he got suplexed.
That was a hell of a catch he had. All right. So, like, how do you view this team in the big picture? And I know we know it's only 3 weeks, but this is the available evidence that we have of this team. What do you think of them, the Eagles?
Okay. honestly, if I think this year, NFC Championship, however, I think it's going to be losing NFC Championship. And if y'all don't pay him, he will be going to Houston. Guaranteed.
Mm. Well, Damon, appreciate it. They're going to – Jalen Hurts can't go anywhere. They can franchise him if they can't come to terms on a contract or whatever. Jalen Hurts is going to be here. They're going to pay him. Corey, Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Corey. How are you?
What's up, John Mark? I agree.
Yo.
Hey, man. Dougie P coming to town on Sunday. I'm going to be there. I'm hyped.
Yeah?
You know, we got to cheer for Dougie P, man. But after we cheer for him, we're going to bust him up a little bit, you know, leave him a little bloody lip and all, you know, then we're going to send him back to Jacksonville. But, hey, man, what I don't get is, why Mad Mike? So, I mean, the man was wrong. Just say, hey, man, I was wrong. You know, what is it, a prideful thing? I mean,
yes.
Yep.
but you know what it is, though? His problem is because he's a hater. It's
right.
Not that he really had doubt in Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. He's a hater. I mean, it's okay. Jack's a hater, too. But, you know, Jack admit, like, you know, I was wrong. You know, Johnny Marks, it was more like a doubt thing. I don't think Johnny Marks a hater. I just thought that, you know, he had question marks. But we knew, like, you know, a lot of us Jalen Eagle fans, we was rooting for the team, too. Like me, I was a Wentz fan until Wentz said that goofy stuff about, you know, what do you say? I knew I wanted out when they benched me. Like, that's why I knew that dude was soft.
Right.
Okay.
Which by the way, he didn't actually say that. That was reported to what he was saying.
He said that. He said that on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
When he went to Indy.
Afterwards, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, but I was cool. I was cool with Wentz. I was cool with bringing him back, everything. But when he said that, I was like, nah, man, this dude is soft. But, man, we look good. But something, I know it's real early. I don't want to talk Super Bowl at all. We game the game. But think about the storyline it would be if we had Jalen versus Tua in the Super Bowl. Ooh, that'd be a good storyline.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it would be.
A good storyline. Yeah. Yeah, man, because everybody be dissing Jalen about Tua, but people forget. When Jalen got benched at the halftime, he still led his team to the championship. The next year when Tua was the starter, they got popped up by Joe Burrow and them. So Tua really ain't all that. But that's all I got for y'all today. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, Corey. All right.
Well, how are we going to say Tua's not all that?
Yeah, Tua's had a hell of a start, too. Yeah?
How can you say Tua's not all that? If we're going to say Jalen's played well this year and is the MVP candidate, how is Tua not?
Oh, he definitely is. Yeah, I mean, and he...
Well, of course he is. If Jalen is an MVP candidate after three games.
He's been impressive. And he may or may not have talked his way out of a concussion back into the game on Sunday. And it's been... He's saying it's a back injury.
I don't think he had a concussion. He said he didn't have one.
Yeah, he... I mean,
nobody diagnosed him with one except people watching on TV.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure looked like that he was wobbling from a concussion. But if the doctors on site had said, no, he's fine to go back in, I mean, they're going to investigate it. I just don't know what they're going to get from the investigation.
Not going to find anything.
Right. So Chuck from Mount Airy's on the line, Ike Reese. Mm-hmm. And people have demanded that we hold Chuck accountable. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, hey, listen, right here's the situation, right?
Uh-oh.
Johnny Marks, Ike, what's going on, first of all? Listen.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
I'm an Eagles fan at the end of the day, right? So it behooves me not to come on here and to give credit when credit is due. But what do people want me to do? See, I was once the Jalen Hurts disciple, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I called up in March, and I simply said to you and Johnny Marks, right,
mm-hmm.
that I did not want to be – I wasn't focusing on being the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. I wanted the Eagles to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And way from Chester – took it upon himself to rip me because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when all hell broke loose.
So is it safe to say this has been less about Jalen Hurts and more about your rivalry with Wade?
Hey, well, listen, here's the thing, right? 2 + 2 = 4, right?
Well, depends on who you
ask,
yeah.
I believe 1 + 1 = 3.
Jerry Jones. You don't ask Jerry Jones and 2 + 2 = 4, right?
Right.
Well, put 2 and 2 together. And figure it out.
No, I'm going to put this. No, hold on, Chuck. Hold on. I know we gave you the ability to rant yesterday without you acknowledging that Jalen Hurts is better than you expected him to be, and you were wrong about him being an average quarterback. Now, you've waffled on the fence an awful lot in a lot of different areas. Your Eagles fandom is not in question. I don't think you're not mad, no. Mike. You're not mad, Mike. That's not in question. This is more or less about your unwillingness to at least acknowledge that Jalen is better than you thought he was going to be, is playing well so far this year. Like, when you call up after a guy throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns in the first half to talk about the team and all of his facets without mentioning the quarterback, that was done deliberately. So now I need you to give Jalen Hurts his props without sugarcoating it, I don't need preambles. I need you to say the boy is balling.
Right, listen, here's the thing, right? Like, a couple weeks ago, right, I said Jalen was going to throw for 300-something yards, right? Nobody gave me credit for that, and have four total touchdowns, right? Well, he threw for 300-something yards and had three total touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I haven't said anything bad about the guy since the season has started. Now, listen, here's the thing, right?
It's been worse. You've ignored him since the season has started. That's worse than saying something bad.
He's still not answering the question, Ike.
All right, well, listen, I got a top five quarterback list now, right?
Okay.
And this is going to speak volumes of what I think
about. Is this after 3 weeks or just overall?
This is after 3 weeks.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Top five quarterbacks
all right.
in football.
All right, okay. I got my pen. Go ahead.
Okay, number one is Lamar Jackson. That's number one, okay? Number two is Josh Allen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Number three is our very own Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Number four is Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And number five is Tua.
That's a sound list. I like that. Right. That's pretty good.
That's all I got to say. I ain't got to – listen, I don't have to get on here and say, I'm sorry. I apologize for talking about Hurts. I'm an Eagles fan, so I should get a pass, period. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this, right? I had questions.
Yep.
The questions have been answered. I am very – listen, I am satisfied. Jalen has played excellent. Mm-hmm. I am satisfied – with our quarterback position going forward. We can use those draft picks or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. I caught that. Yeah.
Sort of breaking news.
But Chuck, wouldn't it be sweet to have ridden the whole, like that way back, you and Wade were fighting on who the bigger Jalen Hurts fan was. He's still there. Imagine if you could celebrate that you were with him the whole time.
I don't get involved in all that, Johnny Marks, because, see, let me tell you something, right? The Philadelphia Eagles are 3-0, not just Jalen Hurts.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get involved. I'm not getting involved in who's the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. Jalen Hurts is a Philadelphia Eagle, and with him doing well, that means my team is going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen, you know what I mean? You should see me. I want Jalen to do as well as anybody do. If he don't do well, we don't do well. So I'm going to get on here. I'm not apologizing for anything I've said previously. I said what I said. I can't take it back. But I'm saying like this. The guy has played excellent. What else you want me to say, Wade?
Agreed. Agreed.
That's why.
You know what I mean?
That's why.
All right, Chuck.
You're the number one caller. That's why. That call right there.
Well done.
That call right there. He's passionate. He has conviction in his beliefs, but he's not so stubborn that he's not going to acknowledge that Jalen Hurts is playing well. There's a lot of people out there like that right now. Johnny Mark, you're one of them too. You're in the same category with Chuck.
Yep.
Yeah, you're in the same category with Chuck.
Absolutely.
It's not the category with Mad Mike. That's a hater. That's somebody that's deliberately calling up every day, can never find not only Jalen, the whole damn team.
Well,
that's
why
Mad Mike.
Question whether he's an Eagle fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck is an Eagles fan, and he's absolutely right. He doesn't have to come off of his stance about being a fan and not necessarily loving everything. He did put him as a third quarterback in the NFL right now. I kind of liken it to the Sixers and me. I love the process, almost to a fault. That bearded one, yeah, he's going to get faint praise. Just understand that.
It's going to be fun,
coach?
Too.
The head coach just better be lucky if I don't even mention him at
Doc
times.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
Because he comes up usually when it's negative. He definitely won't get praised unless I have to. But I praised Daryl Morey this offseason.
And he deserved it.
Yeah,
and he deserved
I praised Daryl Morey.
Fair and balanced, and we hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Coming up.
Now we get to the finals. I might get me a bearded jersey.
You might grow your beard out.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls, top five and five with Jack. What does Jack have for us today? Let's find out next. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.